More grace to everybody. How glad I am to speak to you on today. I did so much this week as I traveled, and of course, I'm just so grateful to the Lord for his favor. Did not make it to Houston today. And you that are on the line from Houston, please do forgive your pastor. My pastor told me to get some rest. So that's what I did. As you know, I spent all week serving him with pleasure. And then Friday, I flew there to Houston to do the homegrown celebration, ministered in Florence, South Carolina. But I've just been rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and got me some rest today. But I just wanted to take a minute just to speak to you about something that I felt like the Lord said to me today while I was speaking to him, riding in the car. God began to deal with me very strong. And of course, you that are connected to my life in any capacity, you know that one thing that I really push and stress a lot is humility. And I talk about the spirit of pride. You know, the acronym for pride is please recognize I deserve exaltation. And I was just talking to the Lord because there are so many people who have so many problems and situations and circumstances and can't seem to get a break, can't seem to get a change, can't seem to get to that next level. You know, they take one step back, four steps, one step forward, three steps back, two steps forward, eight steps back, and wondering what's holding them up, what's stopping them. And God just began to deal with me again, as he always does, just begin to speak to my heart about things in the lives of believers that are hindering them. And he began to talk to me about the spirit of pride. And God always deals with me very strongly on that spirit, because that's a spirit that is very powerful in a lot of people's life. And God just began to deal with me and show me things in me and show me things in the body. You know, anytime the word comes, it must examine us first. The Bible declares that if a man is going to walk this walk, let a man examine himself and see if he be in the faith. And that's one thing that I try to do on a daily basis, examine myself. Because if any man thinketh he standeth, let him take heed, lest he fall. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. And so one thing that you want to master and get a handle on this year is the spirit of pride. Get a handle on this thing. Don't let it destroy your life. Don't let it dismantle your life. Don't let it destroy your ministry. Don't let it do that, because the spirit of pride is a very, very, very powerful spirit. And the Lord said to me, he said, that unusual passion and that unusual desire for the praises of men, or the unusual desire for self-glorification, we know that is nothing but pride. When you crave for attention, whenever the spotlight is not on you, you know, you get upset. You don't care if everybody else is dark. You don't care if no one else is recognized. No one else is honored. No one else is appreciated. But the spotlight has to be on you at all times. Always about you. You have a need for attention. You have a need. You're loud. You're boisterous. Come on. These are all manifestations of a spirit of pride. And God began to deal with me. You know, whenever you want to make sure people know that you're the one doing something, you know, let's say you're in a group together, five people in a group. You're the one who put who did the presentation, but you want to make sure you're the one who get the credit for it. You know, I got to be the one praised. You know, I got to be the one. They need to know that I did it or I didn't do it. That's number the spirit of pride at work in your life. And I'm going to say something to you in a minute that's really going to make sure you examine yourself on a daily basis to make sure that pride doesn't sneak in your life. You know, I look at some of you, every time you buy something, you want everybody to know what you got. Everybody got to know what shoes you got, what purse you got, what car you got, what house you got, all over social media. Anything you get new, you want everybody to know about it. You're proud. You're proud. You're proud. You're proud. You're proud. Okay? And these are things that we got to get a handle on. I didn't say you got to get a handle on it. I said we got to get a handle on the spirit of pride, because you love that attention. You love that praise. You love that affirmation. And I want you to know that we know when you are saying you don't care and you're saying it's all God, but in your heart you're saying it's all you. It has to be real. It has to be genuine. And you want to master the spirit of pride in your life, because if you operate in humility, it will take you places that you never expected. And this spirit of pride, you know, I always tell you, it's stealth. It's undercover. It's sneaky. You think you're right, but you're wrong. You think you're okay, but you're not. You think that it's not there, but it is, because you're proud of your humility. You're proud of how humble you are. You always bring attention to how humble you are. You crave that attention. You crave that. These are things that have to be killed in your life. Because if you don't kill it in the long run, it's going to hurt you. You got a new house. You got a new promotion. But now you're embarrassed of who you work for, embarrassed that you serve God. You understand? You won't dance all over the church. You won't roll all over the floor no more, because you're ashamed of people knowing what church you attend. Shame of people knowing that you're saved. Shame of people knowing that you're a Christian. Come on here. Your hair is too nice to praise God. Your dress is too cute to get lost for God. You won't roll on the floor. There was a time it didn't matter. Didn't matter what you had on. But now you done got a little money, done got you some weave in your hair, got a wig on, and all of that matters. You are proud. The Bible declares that the 24 elders, they don't take off copper, but they take off their golden crown, and they say, holy. And here you are, won't praise God based on what you have on. Won't get, you know, because you think it's you. The pride of life is what's destroying so many people. And the spirit of pride sneaks in. You got money, and it brought pride in your life. Now you can't be rebuked. Now you can't be chastened. Can't nobody tell you nothing. Come on, listen to me. Can't nobody rebuke you. Can't nobody challenge you. Can't nobody tell you you're out of order. Can't nobody tell you you got to have the last word. You got to get your point across. You don't believe you're wrong until you believe you're wrong. You got to be convinced you're wrong. It got to be proven to you. It got to make sense to you. If it don't make sense to you, I'm not accepting it. You know why? Because you are proud. And the spirit of pride is destroying so many people's life. And God began to deal with me about this thing even more today. And he said, son, tell my people the reason they need to get rid of pride. And this is all I want to say. And we're going to go ahead and go, and I'm going to minister to some of you. But God said to me, the most dangerous thing about pride is who will fight you. I said, huh? He said, the most dangerous thing about pride is who will fight you. He said, if man is fighting you, you can go to God. If individuals are fighting you, if the boss is fighting you, if the witch is fighting you, you can go to God. But who are you going to go to on God? When you are in pride, God resists you. Oh, Baba Sandala Bobi Biosia. When you operate in the spirit of pride, God is fighting you. God is the one coming against you. And I want to let some of you know, when you look at your life and you see everything is fighting you, it's the hand of God resisting you. And I don't want to be at the other side of a battle that God is my opponent. And God said to me, tell my people, you must rid pride. I hate it. I loathe it. It bothers me on a daily basis. I hate pride. When you operate in pride, you position yourself to be an enemy to God. He said, the pride I know afar off. This is so profound to me, because this is even under the new covenant. This is with grace. This is with his love. This is with his compassion. God, who is love, could have taken, could have handled anything, but there's one thing that caused him to get rid of a man in heaven, and it was pride. I shall be like the Most High. I will exalt myself against the throne of God. God didn't fight him. He removed him. He removed him. The spirit of pride is so alive in so many of our lives, and we don't recognize it. And here you are. You want to fight for yourself. You want to defend yourself. You want to look out for yourself. You want to prove yourself. And God is saying, I'm resisting you. You want to know why you're sowing and you're not getting a harvest? My hand's against you because of your pride. You want to know why you're believing and fasting and praying and nothing is breaking for you? Because God, you have positioned yourself where the favor of God is a weapon against you now. Even favor resists you. Healing resists you. Deliverance resists you. All because of the spirit of pride. And the secret, the weapon against that is humility. I'm telling you, there is a relationship between untimely death and pride. There's a relationship between honor and longevity. When you operate in humility, you will have a long life. When you operate in pride, your life will be snuffed out of here. When God began to deal with me and I heard this word, I said, Lord, search my heart, because pride is sneaky, and I know I've not mastered humility. And I begin to say, Lord, I don't want to sit here and be thinking I'm okay and you're resisting me. I don't want to be sitting in church thinking my heart is right and I'm full of pride and I'm full of arrogance. Come on. I love to be praised. I love to be honored. I love to be adored. I love to be looked up to. I love the praises of men. Come on here. None of that matters. A man may say, you may boast in your ability to buy the plane, but it's God who's putting the air, holding the air for you to get the plane. Yes, your testimony gotta be as you. Yes, you can sing, but no matter how gifted you are, how anointed you are, 5 minutes without his breath, all of that's gone. Halalabashanda. 5 minutes. All you got to do is just snuff the breath out of your body. Your millions are gone. Your house is gone. All it takes is 5 seconds for him to switch your mind on you, and you don't even know who you are anymore. And you sitting around here in arrogance and won't humble yourself and won't walk up. Lord, I'm nothing. Lord, I'm nothing. Lord, it's you. You're the healer. You're the deliverer. Everything that I am because of you. Lord, rid the spirit of pride in my life. Help me to humble myself. I must decrease. Not I must diminish. I must decrease that he may increase. Come on here. Come on. Look at John. Couldn't make the transition because he was loving the praise and didn't know that the praises of men had to be shifted. He forgot that he was a forerunner. He forgot that his whole assignment was to push the people to who was coming behind him. Now, how you in praise and worship and you upset that people don't acknowledge your gift and acknowledge your ministry when the whole purpose of praise and worship is to set an atmosphere for God? But the minute you don't feel acknowledged and the minute you don't feel celebrated and the minute you don't feel like people appreciate you, you back up from the ministry of praise and worship and it ain't got nothing to do with you. Pride. How you a preacher in the Lord's church? Come on here. And because you didn't get a pastor's appreciation and didn't nobody honor you and didn't nobody lift you up and didn't nobody appreciate you, you stop preaching. Pride. How you operating in ministry, whether it's cooking, whether it's operating in the cafe, that's what I'm saying at KCC, whether it's cleaning. Well, ain't nobody recognize what I'm doing. Ain't nobody acknowledging me. I'm going to go somewhere I'm appreciated. You know why? Because you're full of pride. And I'm telling you by the spirit of grace, Prophet Cohen preached this gospel. I'm telling you by the spirit of grace, God's resisting you. God is on the other end of your battle. You're praying for breakthrough, but the person you're praying to for the breakthrough is resisting you. How can you get a breakthrough when the person who's the breakthrough hand is in is fighting you? And he's fighting you because he resists the proud. Not just one time, but he resisteth the proud. He gives grace unto the humble. My God, he even declared, Halabashanda, but he giveth more grace. Come on, Brother Khan, you preaching and ain't getting no amens. Toba Sandala Makia. Here you are fighting the devil. The devil say, this battle ain't mine. Oh, you're in a battle, but it ain't with me. You're in a battle with God because you're proud, because you're selfish, because you're full of yourself. Come on here. You've been stroked your whole life. You've been told how wonderful you are. I told you, you don't think you're wrong unless you believe it. Boy, humble yourself. You won't take correction. You got to have the last word. All in the name of, I just know what the Lord showed me. You're in pride. See, you're in pride. You're in pride. You're in pride. You won't humble yourself. You got to see it. You got to understand. As I heard one powerful preacher say, the minute you are the person that have to understand for to obey it, you have become the God. If I have to understand it in order to obey it, now I'm God. Now my reasoning has become my God. Now my humanism has become my God. And the carnal mind, the natural mind, is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. The church must get back to a place of humility. If my people call by my name, humble yourself and do what? Pray. Seek my face and turn. You got to humble yourself. God said, I don't want your prayer until you humble yourself. You got to humble yourself before you pray. How you going to come to me proud? How you going to come to me demanding me to do something for you? The spirit of pride must be dismantled in your life. And before this month is out, that needs to be your number one prayer. That's what you need to put at the center of your prayer, the center of your focus. Lord, help me to humble myself. Come on, Christ is your example. If he disrobed himself, that Greek word is kenosis, emptied himself, if he can empty himself of his divinity, wrap himself up in humanity, and die for us, and take a whooping and get beat up by the people he was sent to redeem for you. If God can humble himself, why can't you? Why are you talking about what can't you? Ain't going to let nobody do to you. I ain't going to let nobody walk over me. I ain't going to let nobody use me. I ain't going to let nobody take advantage of me. You are one of the most proudest people on the globe. You're proud as a peacock, and God resists it. The need to be affirmed, the need to be praised, the need to be appreciated. Pride. Come on, I'm not just preaching, y'all. I'm preaching to Prophet God. I'm preaching to anybody who's listening to this. This word found me as I was listening to this word. All that's pride. He resisted. And I promise you, the key to being lifted up, according to James 4:10, humble yourself. Don't worry about who don't recognize you. Don't worry about who don't give you praise. Don't worry about who don't recognize what you're doing. What thou doest in secret, he will reward you openly. That's James 4:6, but he giveth more grace. He resists the proud. I don't want to be at the other end of the battle. Mm-mm. Who I'm going to go to? Who I'm going to go to on God? Who I'm going to go to? I can't go to nobody. Favor's resisting me. Healing's resisting me. Breakthrough's resisting me. Because the person who got it is resisting me because of my pride. No, more than anything, I don't want pride in my life. I want to be completely delivered from that stronghold of pride. Come on here. Come on here. Got a job. All this stuff taking you away from God. Come on, listen to that. I know I'm preaching good. Everything you got is him. Now, you didn't have nothing. He give you an opportunity, and then you take the opportunity and use it to stay away from God. No, we know better than that. Didn't have a job. You was faithful to church. Now you got a job. You compromising. Seek ye first the kingdom. I can lose my job, but I can't lose him. I can lose my job, but I can't lose community. Huh? You're more concerned about your peace. More concerned about how you feel. More concerned about how folk are treating you. You can't nobody ride in your car because it's too wonderful to let people ride in it. Huh? You're not going to give up your comfort because you're proud. You won't be a fool for him because you're proud. Can't be rebuked and be right because you're proud. Got to let them know, you're rebuking the wrong person. I was right this time. Got to have the last word because you're proud. 1,000 mirrors in your house because you're proud. You vain. Vanity. Vexation of spirit. Lord, deliver me from the spirit of pride. I want us to sow a seed, and then I'm going to move prophetically, but I want us to sow a seed. And I want us to sow a seed not just for us, but for our families. Because let me tell you something. You that spoil your children, you're destroying their lives. You spoil them, they're raised with a spirit of entitlement. They think people owe them something. And in the long run, it's going to hurt them. Ain't nothing but the spirit of pride. Entitlement ain't nothing but pride. Lying ain't nothing but pride. Adultery ain't nothing but pride. Your inability to be faithful and commit ain't nothing but pride. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. Did you hear that? Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. Come on. Others are full of pride. And God hates it. Six things does the Lord hate, seven are an abomination. A proud look. A proud look. God don't even like, you know, he said they have a form of godliness. God don't even like pride's form. Forget being proud. I don't even want you looking proud. How do you sit in church? Does your sit, is God unhappy with your disposition in the sanctuary? Is God unhappy with the way you lift your hands, the way you praise? You won't even stand up the whole service doing prayer because your feet tired. Proud. More concerned about your feet than being in his face. You won't even pray. You won't even stay up. Stand up. You know why? It's all about you. I don't feel good. I don't feel comfortable. I'm tired. I'm this. I'm that. I'm this. Come on, it's him. It's him. Everything is him, y'all. Everything. Everything is him. Everything is him. Oh, la ba shandele be come on dalakia. Halabasa. We're sowing a seed, James 4 and 6. Yeah, la la ba ba sa. James 4 and 6. We're sowing that seed of $46 right now. We're sowing it at $PBC. I'm so excited. I've been doing these prophecies. Hallelujah. You that are in business, I only got 21 more left. I looked at the number. I've been sending them out. If you ain't got it, just blame Sister Joy. But, yes, I've been doing these problems, sending them. I only got about 20 left. Praise the Lord. Just been flowing and releasing the word of the Lord into the lives of God's people. But I'm telling you right now, I want to challenge. I want to challenge 100 people to sow that seed of $46. For your family, for your children. Come on, if this word found you, sow it. And if you sit on here saying, well, I ain't got no pride, sow it. Because that means it found you. Your statement is a testimony of your pride. Come on here. Your very statement, thinking that you don't have pride, is proof that you are. You hear this word being preached? And it's finding everybody but you? Pride. Ain't for your mama, it's for you. Ain't for your brother, it's for you. Tell what I know. Everybody's sowing. You don't have 46? Sow it. God said there's several of you who are going to throw this $46 seed. I know the Holy Ghost told me. He don't lie. Everybody on here need to do this because see, you love yourself. You know why you depressed? Because you proud. You know why you depressed? Because you proud. You know why you lock yourself up and can't talk to nobody? Because you're full of pride. Yes, with your depressed, proud self. I'm not going to be like this the rest of my life. I'm not going to be resisted by God. You got to repent tonight and ask him to help you so you don't be on the other side of the battle. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Y'all hearing me? I'm going to minister to some of you prophetically. But I know what the Spirit of God said to me, and we're not going to miss this because God don't tell no lies. I don't want to be in prayer. I don't want God to resist me. That's $ P-B-C-J-R. $P-B-C-J-R. BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. We believe God. We believe God. Sister Joy, there's a woman on here named Kismet Reeves, R-E-A-V-E-S, Kismet Reeves.
I'm here, Prophet.
More grace. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Thank you, sir.
I don't know you, do I?
No, you don't.
Okay. I want to pray for you. I believe that the Spirit of God has placed an anointing upon your life, a strong grace upon your life to help people. I always see you. I see you as an advocate. So I want you to go into business, and whenever you go into business, I want your business to be an advocate, helping people, being a voice for people, being a representative for people, almost like social work. Have you ever done anything in like social work?
I haven't, no, sir.
Okay, so I want you to, that's your anointing, okay? Do you have a degree in business administration?
I don't have a degree at all. Okay.
You don't have a degree at all. Okay.
No.
So I want you to go to school. Your name is Kismet, right?
That's my name, yes.
Okay. I want you to go to school, and I want you to get you a degree in business administration. There's a favor that God wants to put on your life to be an advocate and to help people so that you'll be like a voice for them. All right? Who is this woman by the name of Brenda?
That's my mother.
Okay. The Lord's speaking to me about Brenda. Is she well in her body that you know of?
She is. She was diagnosed some years ago with hypothyroidism.
Okay.
But we keep the word on it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, I want you to going a little fast for one day for your mama. Not just your mama, going to fast for your. Is she still married to your father?
Yes, they've been married for over 50 years. They just celebrated the anniversary February 8th.
Is that Curtis? Is that Curtis?
Yes. Yes, sir. That's
his name,
my father.
Curtis.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
sir.
I want you to pray, but I want you to pray specifically for your mother. But there's some money that's owed to your mother. I want you to write this number down. Write this number down.
Okay. I'm ready.
52831.
Mm-hmm.
52831. There's something that your mama's getting ready to get, and it's going to come through the mail, and God said they're going to send it to 52831. I don't know what that means, but the Lord said you don't know what that means.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's the P.O. box. Praise. Thank
That's
you, Jesus.
God's real. So you just prepare yourself. But God's going to have some things sent to them that's been old to her for a while. But hear this instruction from the Lord. Your anointing is for social work. You need to go to school, get you a degree in business administration. And I want you to do something with helping people, being an advocate, whether it be for children, okay, whether it be for people who need a voice, older people, whoever it is. I'm telling you, that's where your anointing is. So you prepare yourself. God loves you. And I just want you to get ready for what God is about to do in your life. And that's where the Lord just felt very strong to let you know. Make sure you go forth in social work. That's the word of the Lord. Because there's some big things getting ready to happen for you. And you're not going to be at Bell Grove too long. Okay? God's going to shift you and move some things in your life. Amen?
Amen. I'm no longer, right. I've sold my house in Bell Grove.
You just sold, how long ago you sold it?
4 years
ago. It's been a while ago. So God is getting ready to shift you. That I want you to hear me spiritually though. Whatever you miss, whatever you miss from that place, whatever you miss from that place, God said there's going to be a restoration, but it's going to be in a new space. Let me ask you something. Your number looked like what's you in? I think that was are you in Texas?
Yes, sir. I'm in Dallas.
Okay. The Lord is, but even though your number is Texas, why do I keep seeing you in Oklahoma?
Because that's where I'm from. I was born and raised there.
You're born in Oklahoma. Okay. There's some things that God just wants you to, this is the season of restoration for you. So just get ready. God's just going to do some powerful things in your life. So get ready for what God's about to do in your life. Love you much. You be encouraged and make sure you walk in humility.
Thank you, Prophet. Bless you.
Okay. Yes, saints, I'm telling you that I'm just led of the Lord to just let you know to make sure you dismantle the spirit of pride that will try to operate in your life, because that thing is sneaky and it can sneak up on any one of us at any given time. Vanessa, is that a Vanessa Van Pelt? Vanessa Van Pelt. Is she unmuted?
Oh, can you hear me, Prophet? More Grace.
I'm More Grace. How you doing?
I'm good.
Amen. Do I know you?
You don't know me personally, but you have prophesied me when I came to visit you a few times across the country.
Really?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Well, God's real. I want to ask you something. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Arkansas. I live in Texas.
Okay. If I told you that God wants to give you a fleet of vehicles, Would you believe me?
Yes, sir. Yes, I sure will.
Yeah. God wants to give you like a fleet of maybe some vans or some, but I'm not sure what it is, but I see a fleet of vehicles that God wants to give you. Have you ever done any work in transportation?
Yes, sir. That's what I do now.
What do you do?
I transport vehicles as well as people locally as well as cross country.
Now, when you say transport vehicles, what you mean? You do trucks or something or what?
I drive all type of vehicles except for 18-wheelers. I know how to drive those, but no, just vacant vehicles that CDL buses that the dealership purchased. And then I deliver them across country. And then locally, I also have customers that I pick up personally and take to different places.
How well is your business going? How well are you doing?
Not well as I want it to go.
Okay. I'm going to believe God that starting next month, contract after contract after contract, and faith is about to hit your business like never before. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And when you get to next January, you're going to say, I can have me a good birthday. Do that make sense?
Yes.
Because God's about to bless you in a powerful, powerful, powerful way. Now, who is this person?
Thank you, Lord.
Why am I hearing the name Buchanan?
That's my, I used to be married to a Buchanan.
What happened? So that's your married name?
Yes. Yes, sir.
But
we divorced.
Van Pelt is your maiden name?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to let you know that I want you to make sure you don't have nothing in your heart. I don't want nothing to hinder your blessing in this season, okay?
Yes.
So make sure your heart is in the right place. God's going to give you a favor with somebody named Terry. Do you hear me? I see you're doing business with somebody named Terry. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. I see God giving you favor with someone named Terry. And you're going to know when it's gone, but I just see you doing business with somebody named Terry. God's going to favor you in a powerful way. So just keep your heart right, keep your spirit right. Make sure pride is nowhere in your life so that God can do some great things in your life in the days to come. Because I believe God got some awesome things in store for you. So keep your heart right. All right. Also, I want
you
can prepare yourself for it. And how soon you want to move into a house?
Like yesterday.
Okay, so what I want you to do is I'm walking in a room, I'm walking in a home, and when you walk in, I see a closet immediately right there. Maybe look like it's on the left, but I see like a closet right there. I'm not in the home, I'm in the apartment. I see a closet right there. As soon as you walk in, I want you to pack you a little bag. Just pack you a little bag with some amenities and outfit, pack a suitcase like you about to move out, and I want you to put it in that closet. Do you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
That's the word of the Lord. I want you to do that. I want you to believe God. God's going to do that. I mean, because I'm walking in the room, I see a closet. I even see some shoes right there on the floor. But the Spirit of God wants you. I'm telling what I see. I'm seeing the shoes. When you walk in, I'm looking at all these shoes.
That's where I live. That's where I live now, and that's why my grandkids put their shoes when they come in.
I'm looking at it right now as I talk to you. I'm looking at all these shoes right there on the floor. Well, the Spirit of God says that you're getting ready to make a move. You're gonna move. I don't know if that's 231. I'm 231. I'm looking at a door. 231 might be an apartment. Yeah, but 231. Yeah, you know, I'm telling all your business, but 231.
Yeah,
231. That's it. I'm telling them the door right there. In the spirit, I can bust your door down right now. Walk in, look to the right, you see that glass table over there. But the Spirit of God is about to bless you and favor you like you ain't never seen before. You pack that bag and you let everybody know, I'm about to make a move. We're going to get out of here so that you can do everything that you want to do, because this is your season to see the favor of God release in your life like you ain't never seen before. So you just get ready. You hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, God bless you. Now, listen. Listen, the second week in July, I'm going to be in Charlotte. I want you to press your way and make your way there. I want to, God want, I want to put a $100 bill in your hand. The Lord's telling me to do that. So the second week in July, just look up the information. Come to Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm going to pray over this $100 bill. And Sister Joy, you hear me? Make sure you remind me. I'm going to pray over this $100 bill and place it in your hand. And that's going to be the beginning of some changes that's getting ready to take place.
Thank you, Lord.
In
I
your
receive it. I'll
life.
Be there.
Amen. Well, you get ready. You're blessed. More grace.
More grace.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look up this Catherine West.
Hello.
Catherine. More grace. How you doing?
More grace. Beautiful.
Good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me ask you something. Have you ever done anything with healthcare, nursing, anything like that?
I'm currently a registered nurse.
Okay. I don't know you, do I? We don't talk, do we?
Yeah, I'm part of KCC in Jacksonville.
You do? Oh, Sister Catherine. Sister Catherine, Jacksonville. Okay, just registered. Listen, God's getting ready to bless you. I see some Sister Catherine. Okay, just hit my mind who you are. God's getting ready to unlock some big things for you in a powerful way. Now, what is the last name Booth? I know what is Booth?
Maiden name.
Okay. Are you still married? West is your married name. Booth is your maiden name.
West
is
my married name. No. Booth is my first husband's name.
Okay. Listen to me. I see by the Spirit of grace that this is the season that things are getting ready to be unlocked for you, and I want you in this next space. And in the next place, to trust God. God's going to put you on a fast. Matter of fact, I want you to go on a little 3-day fast, and just from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it'll be a little partial fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Go on a fast. Just drink water. And God's going to begin to heal you from some things, and your life is going to begin to make sense. You're going to hit another place. God's going to take you to another place. But I want you to watch who's around you. Watch the motives of those around you. You have a determination. You got a fire in you on the inside of you to go after God like never before. But I also saw some people in your ear trying to get you to say, you need to move here. You need to go here. You need to go there. But I also heard you saying, I'm not going nowhere. So just continue to be faithful and be committed, because there's some things you're going to unlock for you, and you're going to see the favor of God move for you like never seen before. So just get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. God has heard your prayer, and something powerful is about to happen for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, you are blessed. More grace. More grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to pray for this last person, Gatagia, and it's really not for her. They're talking to me about somebody else. Gatagia. Mary Gatagia.
Yes.
Now, I know the name Mary came up, but the Lord wants me to pray for somebody named Dwayne. So who is Dwayne?
I'm Dwayne.
Look at it. Now, ain't God real? Now, you got to be God bad. Now, that's bad there, brother. I got to take a minute and tell the Holy Ghost. I mean, as soon as I seen it, the Holy Ghost, you know, I saw your name there on the thing, but the Holy Ghost said, that's why I said, it's not really for Mary, it's for somebody else. And
Mary's my grandmother.
Mary's your grandmother.
Yes, sir.
Nah. Well, let me tell you something. That's God. God love you. And I just think it's so awesome for the Lord to share what he's getting ready to share in your life. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Kenya, but I'm here in the United States.
You're in the United States now. And
yes.
I'm led by the Spirit to pray for you because God is getting ready to do a new thing in your life. First of all, the Lord says in about 2 years,
yes,
your life is going to make full circle. That's the best way I can explain it. You'll be coming into a major time in your life in about 2 years. You'll probably be hitting at about 30 years old then. And the Spirit of God said this will be the beginning of a shift and a change in your life. The Lord wants you to know that that business venture that you are trying to walk into, but you can't seem to get a breakthrough in. Very soon, God's going to move you from the state that you're in. You didn't tell me what state you're in, but for some reason I see you on the West Coast. But very soon, God is going to move you from the state that you are in. And when he moves you from the state that you are in, you're going to begin to see some things unlock for you in a capacity you've never seen before. Now, who is Rose?
That's my mother.
Where is she? Do you live with your mom?
Yeah, she's upstairs.
You don't have to get her. I just want you to, you don't have to get it. I just want you to be praying for your mama because she worries a lot. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So I want you to be praying for her in a big, big way. I just want you to be praying for her. Let me ask you something else. Why do I keep seeing like a supermarket around you? Has your family ever done anything with like a market or a store? Or have y'all ever done?
Not that I'm aware of, sir.
I keep seeing a market, but while I'm talking to you, it's not like a regular market. It's like an online market. I'm looking at some kind of market, but again, it's online. There's a favor that's gonna. What's up?
Well, there's a business adventure that one of my church friends is introducing me that has to do with markets.
Okay, I want you to jump on it because the anointing is on it and the favor is on you for that. So go ahead and jump on this thing because you're going to see the hand of God favor you when it comes that. So don't step back from it. Jump on it and you're going to begin to see. God's also going to give you that place in him that you really desire. I see that you're really seeking him. Lord, just use me, God. I just want to be used by you. I just want you to speak to me. And the Lord says, I'm going to speak to you. Just give yourself to prayer. Lay before the Lord. I want you to read a book by Bill Hammond called Prophets and Personal Prophecy. Okay? Bill Hammond, BILLHAMON, Bill Hammond, called Prophets and Personal Prophecy. I want you to go ahead and get that book, and I promise you, it's going to bless your life, okay?
All right, thank you so much. God bless.
You are blessed. More grace to you. I'm going to pray for one more person. I want to pray for Mary McHenry. There's a Mary McHenry, and I'm done. I don't want to keep us on here too long because you all know I can be on here all day. I, that when that prophetic, but let's just get off. There's a Mary McHenry.
I'm Mary McHenry.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, 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 good. You ready to turn 70 this year?
You're exactly right.
Yes, I know that. God's going to bless you, and I want you to hear me. You got a good heart. And your heart is so good that you've been taken advantage of. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but I'm talking about even taken advantage of by churches. Does that make sense what I'm saying to you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you got a heart for people. I mean, you're one of those people that people would put at the front desk of the church. They say, we want you to work up here. We want you to be our admin. I mean, it's just kind of pretty. You got that administrative assistant. Have you ever been one before?
Yes, for 40 years.
40 years. 40 years.
It's maybe
wow,
more.
Wow.
But
okay, well, I'm telling you that the seeds that you sowed by your commitment and your dedication to ministry, the Lord wants you to know that every seed you sowed was not in vain. And the Lord says that even as you stood beside your, hallelujah, your man of God. Does that make sense? As you stood beside him,
yes,
and you prayed for him and interceded for him and was there for him when people who you all thought would never walk away from you walked away from you. The Spirit of God said, because of your commitment and your dedication, there's some things that's getting ready to break through for you like never, like you had never saw before. And it was tough. It was tough. It was tough. But you remained faithful and you remained committed. Now, who is Andre?
That's my son.
Okay.
And that's his dad's name, too.
That's his dad's name, too?
Yes.
Okay. How long you and your husband been married? Or did some?
We're divorced.
Okay, I looked like I saw it. I looked like I saw a wall came right in between you. And the Lord just wants you to know you were favored, you were committed, and you stood by that leader, that man of God. And because of that, God's going to honor you. So just keep your heart right. Stop blaming yourself. Stop beating yourself up about it. Stop saying, I should have prepared myself better for this. Just move from where you are now. I know you never expected to be where you are, but just push forward from where you are now, and you're going to begin to see some things happen for you like you ain't never seen before. And I'm telling you, I know in the Holy Ghost, God is about to bless you. Yeah, he's going to bless you. And like I said, it's going to blow your mind when you begin to see God do the things that he's doing in your life. The Lord's speaking to me right now, and I think I'm going to end on this. But God told me to tell your son to stay in position because God going to make him the chief if he keep his heart right.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
he just made sergeant at the fire department.
He just made sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Tell him keep his heart right. Keep his heart right. Don't get caught up in the politics. Keep his heart right. God,
yes,
said he's going to make him chief. That's what I just heard. It clear as day. Tell him what I don't know much, but I know the voice of God.
Yes, you do. You do.
Yeah. So
you really do.
You just let him know that God's going to promote him. Keep his heart right. Don't get caught up in nothing. I also see a baby girl around him. I don't know if he has one yet, but I see a little baby girl that he's going to absolutely adore. She's going to love her daddy. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Going to happen. I see this little girl, she's going to love her daddy. So at the point of time, God's going to bring you the past. You are blessed. You are favored. And just keep your heart right. I want you to do me a favor. If you can make it to Charlotte that second week in July, I want you to just go on my website, get there. I want to shake your hand and lay hands on you and pray for you. And believe God.
That can
get your
be
son
a birthday
come.
Present.
What? That'll be your birthday? That's right. You'll be 70 in July?
Yes, I will. 7/5/1953.
Well, when you tell them to send you to Charlotte for your birthday.
Wow, yes.
Send you to Charlotte. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Well,
my son, you'll do it. More grace to you.
Amen. You are blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Well, saints of God, God is real. He is real in my soul today. He has washed my sins away. Jesus' blood, it bubbles. It bubbles over, and it does it in my soul. God bless everyone on this call today. What you going after? The spirit of pride. I'm not going to be proud. That devil ain't nothing but a liar. I'm going to be who God has called me to be, and I am not going to be on the other side of the judgment of God because I won't humble myself. I want to encourage everybody on here, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and in due time, he will exalt you. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you it works. Now, what you decide to do, that's your business. But I'm just telling you what I believe the Holy Ghost said to me. There's a famous boxing icon about to pass away. I don't know if it's like he just had a movie, or you know, I don't know if he like did a movie about it, or if he actually is a boxer, but I just keep saying a big thing about a boxer. Of course, you know, there's a president getting ready to transition out of here, and it's going to be headlines all over the world. But there's a president getting ready to get out of here. I'm going to tell you what the Lord showed me. Pray for the city of Dallas. I see Dallas all over the news. There's some kind of attack coming to Dallas, an unusual event. National news is coming to Dallas. And there's a new school attack that's going to be broadcasted nationwide. So let's be praying for our schools, okay? I hear that. I'm telling you, there's a school attack that's going to be broadcasted nationwide. I'm telling what the Lord said to me, all right? There's some more things I'm saying. Let's pray for Russia and pray for Ukraine, because Russia is getting ready to intensify its onslaught against Ukraine. And I'm telling you that there's about to be a housing crash. The housing market is getting ready to crash. Okay? Tell me, I know I'm the spirit now. You better listen to me. All these things happening with the banks, it's just the beginning. Now, I sit up there, you love saving your money, but you won't invest it, you know. I'm just telling what the Lord told me, getting ready to happen for his people. When God puts a prophet in your midst, you know, wisdom says, believe the prophet and so shall you prosper. And you'll see things begin to unlock for you in a way you've never seen before. Well, I love so many of you. I want 30 of you, just 30 of you before I go. And I love you so much. I've challenged all of KCC to sow their $250 seed on April the 2nd. Amen. April the 1st for Houston, Jacksonville, and Charlotte. April the 2nd, we're sowing our $250 seed. That's right. You and your mama, your grandma, all y'all. We're sowing that seed in faith. And I'm serious about that. And I also want you to make it to our faith conference. That's the 29th through the 31st of March. It's going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're expecting a great move of the Holy Ghost. So I want all of you who are in the area and know anybody in Charlotte, tell them to get here, because it's going to be absolutely amazing and awesome. I'm telling you what I know about the Spirit. I'm just so encouraged. I'm stirred up because God is real and he's speaking with precision, with clarity. And I'm just so grateful. God spoke to me the other day and said, son, I'm about to do it again. And I just knew in my spirit what that meant. And I'm so grateful for what he's about to do in my life. Well, you are blessed. I'm going to challenge 33 of you to sow a $100 seed. And I'm just going to release to you the word of the Lord. There's 33 of you. You're going to sow a $100 seed. Of course, if you sow it, make sure you send a email to customerservice@briancarn.org. Now, that's not your 46. This is completely different. It's not for everybody. There's 1,000 of you on this call. It's not for everybody, but it's only for 33 of you. I'm going to challenge 33 of you to sow a $100 seed. And again, you're going to sow that seed in faith and believe God, and you're going to send an email to customerservice@briancarn.org. customerservice@briancarn.org to let me know that you sold that $100 seed, whether it's at briancarn.com, briancarn.org, amen, or whether it's at $PBCJARA. Just make sure you sow that seed in faith. The prophetic was so strong there in Florence, South Carolina last night, ministered to one lady. God just got in her business. That's the kind of God we serve. He loves us. Amen. He knows what's going on in the affairs of man, and he'll speak to us. I'm led by the Spirit to curse an aneurysm. I curse aneurysms. I curse aneurysms right now while I'm on this phone. I command that aneurysm to be halted. Mande, Bele di Alabanda La Cosa. KCC, I expect to see you in church. Jacksonville, Charlotte, let's come ready to receive what God has for us. Oh, I'm thinking about doing something, y'all, making some shifts, but we'll talk about it, okay? But I love you so much, and I'm excited about your future. I think this is Jacksonville's week for Bible study also, so we'll be there for Bible study on Tuesday. So I love you so much, praying for you, and I'll see you soon. More grace. Que va soto leva, si tala la bata la, mulandeli.